November 1989, a few weeks before the revolution, she defected with a group of other young Romanians. Her overland journey took her through Hungary, Austria, and finally to the United States. With the help of her former coach, Bella Caroli, and his friend, Alexandra Stefu, a Romanian rugby coach, Comaneci was able to make a break with Panait and settle in Montreal. She successfully distanced herself from the image problem of her initial arrival from Romania. Comaneci spent most of her time touring and promoting lines of gymnastics apparel and aerobic equipment. She also worked in modeling, appearing in advertisements for wedding dresses and jockey underwear. While she was living in Montreal, former American gymnast Bart Connor, whom she had met for the first time in 1976 at the American Cup, contacted her and invited her to live in Oklahoma. They became engaged in 1994. Together with Connor, she returned to Romania for the first time since her defection. And the couple were married in Bucharest on April 27, 1996. The ceremony was broadcasted live in Romania. The reception was held in the former presidential palace. On June 29, 2001, Comaneci became a naturalized citizen of the United States. She has also retained her Romanian passport, making her a dual citizen. In December 2003, Comaneci's book Tilt Letters to a Young Gymnast was published. The book answered questions that she received in letters from fans. She also had been the subject of several unofficial biographies, television documentaries, and made for a television film, Nadia, that was broadcasted live in the United States shortly before the 1984 Olympics. Comaneci and Connor welcomed their first child, a son named Dylan Paul Connor, on June 6, 2006, in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Comaneci is currently living in Norman, Oklahoma, with her husband, Bart Connor, and son, Dylan. She's still an inspiration and is loved by lots of fans everywhere. And in my opinion, I think Nadia, even though retired, is still one of the best gymnasts ever.